Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. A recap of last week, we talked about anti-aging and all the ways to slow down the aging process. So if you want to learn more about that, feel free to go back and check out that episode. Make sure that you follow us on everything, Super Humanistic on YouTube, Instagram, and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about shopping, grocery store psychology, all the type of foods that you should be looking for, and ways just to make sure that you leave the grocery store with all the best possible products for your health. You want to get started on shopping?
Yeah. So we mentioned a couple of episodes ago about processed foods and how to look at the nutrition on the back of the food. So that kind of inspired us now to do this episode for like shopping and what that looks like in our lives and like why we chose to go around the perimeter of the grocery store first. So most importantly with shopping is that we are always making a list for what we're going to buy before going to the grocery store. I use actually an app called MealLime, and it creates the meals. So like you go through, you can select what meals you want to create for the week. And then it comes up with this grocery list. A lot of times we'll have the seasonings and oils and things like that already in our pantry. But it gives you very detailed list of what you're going to need to make those meals throughout the week. So that is the first step in shopping, actually, is to plan out and make a list of all of what you're wanting to buy for the week. You want to plan out in detail what your meals will be. So like what you're going to eat for breakfast. Usually we keep this pretty basic. So throughout the week, we're going to do like oatmeal, eggs, maybe an omelet, adding veggies, and then we'll make a smoothie for our snack. And then a larger dinner. Nothing too heavy for dinner, but that's generally what we're eating throughout the day is a good healthy breakfast, a little bit of a healthier snack, and then a dinner as well. So we'll plan out each of those that we're going to do throughout the week, and then we'll go shopping maybe Friday to do our weekends. Usually on the weekends for breakfast, we do make a larger breakfast just because we're working out more, we're outside more, hiking, so we want to make sure that we're fueling our bodies and are prepared for those tasks. So we generally will have a larger breakfast, and that's what we'll go shopping for either Friday night or Saturday morning. So we really keep our list pretty basic. Breakfast, again, is the same. The smoothies are the same. Where it differs is when we get to our dinners. So usually I'll pick a meal, just one meal that lasts for two of the days throughout the week. And then my husband picks a meal and that lasts for the other 2 days. And then again, since we're going shopping Friday for the weekend, we'll plan a dinner together for Friday night. And usually that will last us Friday, Saturday. Sometimes even we'll do Saturday, Sunday. But in general, we're making our meals to last at least 2 days out of the week. So planning a meal, we have at least three different meals that we're planning throughout the week. We'll write down all of the ingredients that we need for those meals to make those meals. And then finally go shopping. So a lot of our work is actually done up front before we even get into the store. So when we do get to the store, we're always starting with our fresh produce. Again, we kind of keep that the same. So we're picking out the same like fresh fruits and veggies during the summertime, since it's summer right now, or any like season change, we'll look for something different to add to our veggies. A previous episode, again, we talked about gut health. You can go back and listen, but you're aiming to get a variety of fruits and veggies in your diet. So we really, during the summer especially, there's so many new options of fresh fruits and fresh veggies that we'll kind of splurge and get those fresh foods as we're there and see them. But in general, we stick to our normal like spinach, kale, carrots, things like that. So always getting your fresh produce first. Then we'll head over, again, staying on the outside of the grocery store. We tend to get to the proteins next. So that's our chicken sometimes. Again, we've been doing more plant-based items. So sometimes we're making two different trips. Our one supermarket we go to does have some vegan options, but not as many as what we would love to see. So we do go to another store to get just the vegan options from that store. But that's next then. So first is the fresh produce. Second is our proteins that we're gonna make so that main for the main dish. And then third is those canned dry goods. So we get like canned beans. Sometimes we'll get like tomato paste to make with the rice. If we're making like Spanish rice and tacos for the week, we try to make like our own rice as well, not buying those prepackaged, again, prepackaged foods that aren't as healthy for you. Fourth then is all of those frozen veggies and fruits that we're buying. That tends to be as we're getting to the exit anyways. So we'll pick up those frozen fruits and veggies to make those smoothies that we love to eat throughout the week. Another like tip and trick I would say for buying healthy foods but also staying like within a budget. The one store that we shop at, Aldi, is a pretty good with their quality of food, but also you're getting a good quantity for the price that you're paying there. So one is choosing where you're going to go shopping. You want to make sure where you're going shopping does offer those fresh produce options. Sometimes in the summer as well, there are different markets you can go to for like veggies and fruits and things. So that's always a great option too. But typically what we're doing is buying in bulk. So a lot of like our rices, those carbs that we add, beans, things like that, you can actually buy those in bulk, and that way you're saving money and you're also having that good healthy option and are able to meal prep for your week too. So again, try buying those dried foods in bulk, and then we tend to stick to eating out only 1 to 2 times a month. So staying within our budget for buying groceries or food in general, we're not eating out as much just because one, it's not as healthy, and I've actually prefer the taste of our own cooking versus going out to eat. So I've gotten used to just making our food and it tastes better to me. So we try to stick to only 1 to 2 times if we want something special, like getting a steak or hamburger or something like that. So that's really what I have for like shopping. I know you had some things about like going around the store.
Yeah, so I think we practice the more of a European style shopping, as they call it, where you're kind of buying what you need for the week and you're cooking it and you're eating it. That helps you stay away from those processed foods that can stay on your shelf forever. So when you're shopping that way and eating that way, you know that you're already automatically going for the more healthier foods. Organic and those type of things that only last for about a week anyway. So it's a great way and a style to shop and kind of pick up that habit. And you definitely save a ton of money when you don't go out to eat. So it's always best to cook your food at home when possible. Limit those outings for dinner. And that way you can also make healthier choices and have healthier options as you cook at home. And maybe make a date night out of it and have some fun with it. So that's always nice too. So yeah, I wanted to maybe talk a little bit more about the psychology of the grocery stores, because they're set up in certain ways to get you to buy certain things basically. And those aren't always the healthy options. So product placement is one thing that happens at the store. They're going to kind of put their high profit items at eye level, and the healthier choices are usually either lower or higher on the shelf. So be aware of that and make sure that you're kind of looking higher and lower as you're making your way through the grocery store to identify those healthier options instead of the things that are sitting at eye level, which are typically your non-healthy items. Store layout. The layout is typically designed to lead customers through a path that exposes them to a variety of products, increasing the chance of impulsive buys. So make sure that you keep that in mind as you enter in a grocery store, that the way everything is laid out is set up to try to get you to buy impulsively, especially as you make your way around to the end of the store. You've made a lot of tough decisions on those healthy options to buy, and now you're weak towards the register, and that's where they have those impulse buy items like candy and cookies and all those type of things. So keep that in mind and try to avoid it. Keep your eye on the cash register and don't look at anything that's nearby it. Music and lighting is another thing. A lot of grocery stores will try to have some good music and lighting just to try to keep you in there for longer. The longer that you're in a grocery store, the longer you're making decisions, and the longer you're gonna get to that point of making that impulse buy. So sales and promotions, they'll also have a lot of deals, and those are typically on your less healthy items to try to get you to buy those, try to get you to buy those in bulk, and then store those processed items in your home. So again, try to avoid getting caught up in sales and trying to save money on those less healthy items. So those are kind of the things when it comes to store psychology. So just definitely be aware of that as you enter into the store. Just a couple more tips when it comes to grocery shopping would be to avoid shopping hungry. I know when I go into a grocery store and I'm hungry, I tend to want to buy a bunch of crap. And you always are like, oh, no, we're good. You don't need that. And try to nicely get me to put that item back down as I probably don't need it. And it's probably an unhealthy option. So
it's usually the chocolate, or in my case, I'll get popcorn or some sort of snacky food. So.
But I do love chocolate. Try to go for dark chocolate if you are going to get chocolate. Something that has about 70% of the cacao is going to kind of have high antioxidants for you and still satisfy that craving for chocolate without bombarding you with a bunch of sugar and bad products that your body's not going to be able to process well.
Yeah.
Also try to shop seasonal and local. You kind of touched on that a little bit. A lot of farmers markets and things like that this time of year, so that's a great option to get your hands on some organic healthy food. But just in general, try to focus on those items that are seasonal and local, because again, then you'll avoid buying those processed foods. So those are all the main tips that I have for grocery shopping and the psychology of everything and how to eat healthier as you shop. So, do you have a challenge for everybody?
So the challenge for this week really is to not only like create your list, but try a new meal, like whether it be downloading Meal Lime and looking at the meals on there and trying to get one of those meals, or just looking up a meal to cook online. A lot of times we're looking up like vegan recipes. So this week, actually, I'm making a vegan Italian wedding soup. So I'm going to make that tonight, but I already went shopping for all those ingredients yesterday. So I challenge all of you to try a new recipe this week, create your list, let us know how that goes, following us on Instagram or YouTube. We would love to hear from all of you as well.
Yeah, check us out on Instagram where we post a little bit more food recipe related items and also some images and pictures of food. I know all those foodies love those pictures of food. So again, check us out on Instagram if you want to see more of that. Super humanistic on everything. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.